Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is hit by the pitch. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Dillard now playing shortstop. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Braun moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Braun scores. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randall scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland fires to first and picks off Ford. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Vic Albury now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom House now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil pinch hits for Steve Braun. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randall moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. Heil moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Heil now playing left field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dillard is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.